WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now. Live from the Optimize You studio. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy post-Easter, hopefully, for you. And welcome in to another Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I know you're probably thinking, hey, Casey, we had a really good Easter weekend. However, there was no race. So what on earth are you guys going to be able to talk about it? Well, don't you worry. When it comes to the world of NASCAR, we're never short of things to discuss and to talk about. And today, my co-host and cohort, Sean Whitfield, and I will delve into where we're at in the season, what we think's coming up, who's going to be, what teams are already in panic mode as we get closer and closer, believe it or not, to the midway point of the actual regular season. So there's still plenty to talk about. We'll refresh where everybody is in the standings, plus look ahead to all the races that are coming up. So sit back, relax. Still plenty to get to. It is Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I am Casey. I'm happy to be here. And alongside me, you know what? I know in high school, when it's your senior year, so you don't feel like doing anything, it's called senioritis. When it's Monday and you go on vacation to the beach on Wednesday, so you don't feel like doing anything, maybe that's called vacation. Whatever it is, I think Sean's got a healthy dose of it. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, the reason I still show up every Monday, Sean Whitfield, Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. And you're right. I am close to checking out and taking a few days break, you know, sort of recharging, you know, doing what you've already done a couple of times this year. Except yours has just not been at beach locations.
How have I been?
You've made a couple of trips, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge.
I made one camping trip, yes.
I thought you did another Pigeon Forge deal.
No, I did the coast.
Yeah, you did the coast.
But that was more for, anytime you go down there, there's recharging my liver, perhaps. That's about it.
Well, you still got a break. You still were able to disconnect. But, I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, it seemed a little strange. We didn't have any NASCAR Cup Series racing yesterday. However, NASCAR, it never stops. Even during the off season, we always have plenty to cover and talk about, and this week was no different. But before we dive into the NASCAR world, how was the weekend?
It was okay. At the end of the week last week, I had to do a procedure on my mouth. I have, you know, some dental stuff that I had to get taken care of, so that's never fun.
Was it painful?
They numb you up, so you don't really feel it, but the next couple days haven't worked super cool.
Are you having a hard time talking?
No, I'm good now.
Okay.
I'm a little tired, but other than that, I can talk and speak just fine.
I didn't know if Mrs. Orr was glad you had all that done.
And then that led into the weekend, which, you know what? But I was also off Friday because I knew some of this dental stuff wouldn't have me not feeling good. Went to the Minecraft movie, so I got to see that.
To the what?
The movie, the Minecraft. You would probably have no clue.
I don't.
Biggest movie in America the last 3 weeks. Jack Black is in it.
Is it any good?
If you're of a certain age and you're into Minecraft, it's really good. The rest of us, it was, you know.
What would be the age?
I don't know. I probably tweens down to about 10.
Oh, okay. No wonder
but
I didn't know anything.
It's funny. Jack Black's cool, and there's some good music in it. But anyway, did that, but then had some family come in yesterday for Easter. There was a little bit of a bug going around my house, so we didn't even make it to church because everyone had something going on. But other than that, good. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Did you kill that
about,
bug?
How about yourself? I was the only one that never really got afflicted with anything, but probably just because I was all hopped up on medicine.
Yeah. I had a great Easter weekend. Got plenty of good yard work in, and you know, my same normal routine weekend. Got the gym in. My wife's Miracle League of Chattanooga, kicked off Saturday. So we were at the Miracle League field Saturday morning, which is always a big treat during spring season. They have 6 weekends of Miracle League. Are you familiar with the Miracle League?
Yeah, I'm familiar with I know that I'm familiar with what it is, and I know that your wife's heavily involved in it.
Yeah, Kim is the co-founder, and
my neighbors go to it all the time.
Yeah, they used to. Yeah, I don't think they go to it anymore, but yeah, they used to. For those that are not familiar with Miracle League Chattanooga, I encourage you to check out their Facebook page. But it is a baseball league where everybody gets to hit, everybody scores, everybody plays. And it's for people with disabilities, and everybody gets out there and has a great time. You're going to see some people that are going to be in wheelchairs. You're going to see some people walking, some people running. Just nobody is left out. So it's a great time, and encourage anybody to come out and see it. The Miracle League field is right next door to the Chattanooga Zoo, and it's a free event. And I promise you, if you'll just come watch one game, they start at 9 o'clock and go every hour, it will make your day. It will be a blessing like you wouldn't believe. So invite you to come out. Had the Easter yesterday. Got to enjoy Easter service at Silverdale, and then went to family and enjoyed some good, delicious pork loin and all the fixings and stuff to go with it. So it was a great weekend.
You know what I made yesterday, and it turned out to be a big hit, is I've gotten to where I like to make baked potatoes. I'll just put them in the oven, but I'll coat the outside in olive oil and salt, and then you put them in the oven for about an hour, hour and a half, and then you have a delicious baked potato, and when you eat the skin, it's got a little salt to it. So it's just a real, you know, it's kind of like
you let it cook that long?
Yeah. I mean, you can do, you poke them to where you're not building up all the pressure in them, but yeah, about an hour. I had big potatoes, so I went a little bit bigger yesterday. But I'd also thrown on a roast that morning. And so we did baked potato, roast on top of the baked potato, and then some cheese on top of that. Man, did that with a little bit of green bean casserole, and it was, you know, I don't do a lot around the house good, you know what I mean? There's not compliments.
You don't have that reputation for sure.
Compliments aren't just handed out at my house, no matter how good I think I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I even got a way to go. That was delicious.
Wow. I mean, from your mother-in-law?
No, Mama Bear. Mama Bear cleaned her plate. Wow. She cleaned her plate, Sean.
She must not eaten in a while.
I'm telling you what, I was like, here we go.
What did you do to deserve all that?
Yeah, I'm telling you. So, you know.
Man.
But
how long will you reap the benefits of that?
It's already over. I've already talked to her today. It's over.
It ended before y'all went to bed?
Yeah, pretty much. But
or ended after you cleaned the table and washed the dishes?
The point being is I did something good, and that was really my Easter treat to myself.
Wow. So you got me a little curious about the potato. You cook it for an hour, an hour and a half.
Bake it.
What do you...
For at about 400 for about an hour.
Really? And that doesn't overcook it?
Not at all. Comes out buttery and soft.
Wow.
And then the outside, you coat in olive oil and salt. And so it's almost like a kind of like a French fry. And so when you're eating the peel or the outside of it, you get a little bit of that taste. And it creates a kind of a nice crunchy outside layer.
Huh. You open it up and then put butter in it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Open it up, put butter, cheese, whatever you want.
Do you taste the olive oil?
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. I mean, now I didn't taste a lot of the olive oil because I had so much roast and other stuff on there, but it looked like something. You remember, I don't know, some of these loaded potatoes you get at different restaurants?
Yeah.
It looked like one of them. Okay. So it was really good.
I mean, I've always enjoyed a good baked potato, but I only put butter. I don't, maybe a little salt. I don't put all that other stuff
on my potato. Usually just butter is all I need. I don't even do cheese usually.
Yeah, I don't either. But you got me kind of curious about that. I'll have to try that sometime. As I mentioned a moment ago, NASCAR had the weekend off. However, we had the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series. And there was still good racing at the Rockingham. It was the first time they had raced at Rockingham in, gosh, I forgot how many years, but it's been quite some time. Many people didn't even think it would ever be back at Rockingham. So it was good to see Rockingham back on the schedule. I was reading through some topics today online, Casey, and Fox carried the Craftsman Truck Series race Friday. I didn't see the race on television for myself, so I can't comment too deeply on it. But I read where Fox had the broadcast team not in the booth, but in the studio calling the race. And it's speculated that Fox is going to do more truck races that way. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, you know, they're ESPN and I'm assuming all the networks have started doing that for some of the lower tier college football games. So they would shoot it in front of a green screen and make it look like they're actually at the stadium. But no, they're sitting in a studio with monitors everywhere and calling the action as if they were at the game. So I guess you save some money on travel costs for the studio guys.
Yeah. And I'm sure some of the production crew, directors and so forth like that. Basically all you've got is, your field crew, camera crew. So I bet you it's probably more employees, more staff than what we would realize. More than just the guys in the booth that would not have to be there and wouldn't have to travel. So it must be a pretty considerable savings. You know, back during COVID, this would have been no big deal as far as, you know, seeing a network doing this. But to see a network doing it now, I was in the story I was reading, it was almost like some race fans was feeling neglected or feeling cheated because Fox is not putting a high priority on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
I think if you're the Craftsman Truck Series, you just got to be excited that it's on TV. I mean, those races, number one, the races are getting fewer and farther between. Number two, it's tough to find coverage of it.
Of course, all the truck races have been on national TV for quite a while now.
This is one of those things that it's like AI. It's just going to continue to grow, and it'll soon just become the way we do a lot of these things. Coverage has gotten so good, you can put on a good broadcast and not actually be there. Mm-hmm. And that's true of a lot of different sports.
Yeah. Is there any other sports? Have you noticed? I think you mentioned college football.
I know a lot of college football, some of the games that may not be as high profile or that harder to get to, that the ESPN has already started doing that. But that's the only ones I know of, but it would stand to reason, as long as you've got enough cameras there to show everybody all the action, you'd be able to do just as good a call at a studio as you would anywhere else.
Well, and two, you take this particular weekend where they no longer have the Xfinity series. CW has that, so that's a different network. The Cup Series is not there, so there's no need to have all of the normal Fox production team or staff there for that. So it does make good business sense. And I just have a gut feeling that there's got to be a considerable amount of money that's being saved.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it if it was only saving a little bit. It's got a travel cost and all that has to. And I'm guessing what they're paying the people, I don't know.
And it's got to be for...
I really don't.
I think it's got to be for a large number of people that do not have to be at the racetrack. They could be, and too, with all the people you have, that's more travel cost, obviously, that you're going to be faced with. Last Sunday, a week ago Sunday, we had the race at Bristol. Did you notice at Bristol, which this is not hard to do, because Bristol seats about 160,000 people, or approximately, in that neighborhood. Did you notice that there was a few empty seats?
Yeah.
Which, that's, like I say, not unusual at the Coliseum there. The television numbers came out last Tuesday, and they revealed a 2.054 million tuned in to the race on FS1. However, the 3.809 million viewers that tuned in to last year's race at the half mile aren't comparable, because it aired on the main Fox channel.
And it didn't air against one of the more compelling Masters events that we've had
in
lifetime.
I'm assuming, was the Bristol race on the same weekend as the Masters last year?
Last year, I don't know.
That's what I couldn't remember.
But this Masters, it's just kind of, I mean, I'm sure basketball ratings were down. I'm sure whatever other, if you were a sports fan or a casual fan, you were probably tuning into the Masters because of what was going on.
Yeah. The Xfinity Series race at Bristol, which aired on the CW, had just over 1 million viewers there for Saturday's event. Here is the interesting part. What many fans are talking about from the weekend of motorsports television a week ago, this past weekend, television coverage are the numbers from the IndyCar and the Grand Prix of Long Beach, which aired on Fox's main channel and received 552,000 viewers. Again, not a direct comparison to last year's numbers of 307,000, which aired on the USA Network. So a lot of NASCAR fans are saying, you know, mothership Fox, why would you choose IndyCar and the Grand Prix of Long Beach over the race at Bristol? Because the amount of viewers are no comparison. 500,000 versus over 2 million. So there's been some chatter about that. Now the Fox Network is just north of 500,000 people with IndyCar, and certainly people are asking, okay, why is Fox trying to continue to promote IndyCar and put IndyCar races on the main Fox Network when IndyCar simply doesn't bring in the numbers?
You know, you wonder if it's a sponsorship play. Perhaps there's some sponsorship dollars that aren't tied to necessarily TV commercials. So maybe there's some sponsor obligations there that have them, or for broadcast rights, they have to broadcast so many FS1 or Indy races. Yeah. But the other thing is, maybe this is a long-term play. Maybe this is where they see the sport heading. They see the popularity of NASCAR stagnant at best, maybe going up a little, but they're seeing what's happening worldwide with some of the open wheel racing. But I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And I don't see America being as big a market for that stuff.
Well, here is my analogy on the big picture. And I've thought a lot about this. If you notice with the new TV contract with for 2025 that NASCAR has with the networks, Fox has a smaller piece of the pie than they've had ever. Fox began their NASCAR coverage, if I'm not mistaken, the year was the year 2000. That was the first year that Fox and NASCAR became a partnership. As I said, they have fewer races and the relationship is weaker now, or less of a partnership than it's ever been, because NASCAR has done multiple things. NASCAR has now established more TV partners with Amazon Prime, with CW, continuing with NBC, and then some of the races are going to be on TNT. I think I've got that right. And then they have launched their own NASCAR channel, which is on Tubi. Have you seen that, by the way?
I have not.
I have tuned in some.
You tuned in to Tubi?
I have.
I'm proud of you, Sean.
And matter of fact, I've been watching quite a few documentaries on Tubi lately. It's a free streaming channel.
Did your daughter have to teach you how to put that on your TV?
It was already there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice. Already there. So it was right below my YouTube TV app. And for anybody that hasn't seen it yet, you need to go to Tubi TV and just click on the app. It's a free app, free programming, and just scroll through there and you'll find the NASCAR channel. A lot of what I've been watching has been some of the old NASCAR races. I've, you know, kind of tuned in and out of those. And then the morning drive that's on each morning on Sirius XM, they're now on the Tubi channel every morning. So that's pretty cool. But so anyway, you've got that. NASCAR has built that over $50 million media type center.
Studio
yeah, with all the TV production and all that goes on. And I think that Fox feels like that their relationship with NASCAR is possibly weaker than it's ever been. The loyalty that NASCAR has to Fox is the least it's ever been. And I think that Fox has said, well, you know, if we're not going to be the favorite of NASCAR anymore, we're going to venture and try to build and strengthen relationships with other forms of motorsports. And that's why they have taken on a major prominent place with NHRA drag racing, with IndyCar, and then, of course, with the race I mentioned at Long Beach. And so I think there's some credibility to all that.
I don't think it's any different than NASCAR teams looking for more sponsors than just one. If you're getting your bread buttered by one person, you're probably not getting as much, or one company, you're probably not getting as much as you can as if you get smaller pieces of butter, but from five different companies. So I don't know.
Do you agree with my analogy?
No, that is probably true. NASCAR continues to open itself up for broadcasts, more broadcast partners, because that's what's paying the bills. And Fox is going, well, then we've got to make room for more content. And some of that content is going to be racing.
Yeah.
So it is. I don't think we've seen a change in broadcasting ever as we've seen the last, I'd say even 5 years, but definitely 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's continuing to evolve, Sean, because there is no go-to anymore. It used to be broadcast television was the go-to. Then you had cable. And then cable played a bigger role. And now it's everything's so segmented, everyone's scrambling just to collect as many dollars as they can.
If you think back on the years of Fox and NASCAR, they used to have a big pre-race show, which NASCAR and Fox still does have a pre-race show. But they used to make it a bigger deal. They used to have the Hollywood Hotel. They used to have a big post-race show on Fox.
Pre and post.
Yeah. And then they used to have their daily program with NASCAR Race Hub. They used to have a main studio and building or office facilities there in Charlotte. All that stuff has faded away, or majority of it has faded away. And so NASCAR has, as I said a moment ago, it's distanced itself a lot from the way the relationship used to be. And I think it's just a simple business thing where Fox says, hey, that's fine. If y'all want to go do more of your own thing, we're going to find business partners that want to work close with us.
Everybody's got to worry about their bottom dollar. As they say, Sean, you always say business first, sport second.
Yeah, for sure. All right. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us on this Monday. If you're on your ride home or wherever you may be, thank you so much for joining us. We're here each and every Monday on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105, as we continue to talk NASCAR for 24 years. This is our 24th season being Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. And if you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or you can go to our website, click on past shows at racingtalkradio.com. We got a lot more straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. No races in the Sprint Cup this weekend. Everybody had a little extra time off.
Wait. In the what cup?
Sprint Cup?
Sprint Cup. Okay.
Is that not what it is?
It's NASCAR Cup Series.
NASCAR Cup Series?
Yeah,
it's not Sprint anymore.
Sprint's been going long,
what am I thinking?
Time.
Yeah, I was actually... I was like two steps ahead of what I was really saying. The NASCAR Cup, the big boys. There's no racing for the big boys this weekend in the Cup Series.
Winston Cup, they didn't race this past weekend.
The Nextel Cup had the weekend off. But coming up this weekend, Sean, we are going to...
Yeah, where are we going?
Talladega. That's right, we're going to Talladega, Sean, for... You know what? It doesn't... I got to talk to NASCAR. They're just the they've messed
well, good
the
luck
whole thing.
With that.
They've messed the whole thing up to where they don't tell you the name of the race anymore. They just tell you where we're going. We're going to NASCAR. I think this is for the Yellowwood 500, is that right?
That sounds about right. Talladega is always a favorite of mine. You never know what to expect. You never know who might win. That's where the playing field is probably more level than any time of the year.
So it is a restrictor plate race. It is probably, I mean, there are a lot, if you look down the historical charts of winners at Talladega, you'll see all the big names, but you'll also see a bunch of people that this was their only win, Sean, because the restrictor plates do make all the cars essentially as equal as they will be at any other racetrack. You only see this two places. That's at Talladega and Daytona, but Talladega seems to be the even more equitable one than even Daytona. NASCAR race weekend's coming up. The Jack Links 500. How about that? So beef jerky. That's very, very Alabama. I'm trying to get you some, looks like we've got some music coming up here too at NASCAR or at Talladega.
You're talking about pre-race.
Little pre-race music. I'm going to see if you even know who these people are. I got Fan Hospitality, Scanner Rent. Okay, I'll get to that in just a second. But my point was, so Talladega. So if you're a team that's been struggling, let's say you're Brad Keselowski, who's had a ton of success at Talladega. You're thinking, all right, you got this extra week off. Let's spend a little time with engineers, or maybe let's go just get away from racing for a while. Let's come back and let's get focused. Is Talladega the race you want to come back to? Because let's face it, you've got a good chance to win, but you've also got a really good chance to crash on lap three and finish 36th.
Yeah, you got a chance of going to one extreme to the other.
So it's and there's always, especially as a team owner, there's always got to be some nerves just for the pocketbook when we get to Talladega. Mm-hmm. So you take this little extra time off, get refocused, and then you're going back into a race that, you know, I don't know. We've all known there's drivers that love it and there's drivers that try to survive it.
Yeah, there's team owners that are well-financed, well-funded, that they just automatically budget, you know, X number of cars are going to be lost at the two races at Talladega each year. And then there's race teams that are just barely hanging on and that's looking for every dollar of sponsorship they can get. And they're just like holding on, to the rail tight, for fear that they're going to wreck their race car and it's going to cost them all this money that they really don't have to lose and can't afford to lose. So everybody's kind of got their own race going on. It just depends on who it is.
But certainly it's going to be a great race for the race fans.
Well, and there's a lot of teams that are looking to, well, some are going to try to continue the momentum, but a lot of them are trying to start some momentum, and you can do that. Listen, as bad as Brad Keselowski has been this year, as bad as Kyle Busch's year has been, as bad as Stenhouse Jr., as bad as Tiger, you name them, whoever's had a disappointing season so far, go out and get a win at Talladega, and guess what? You're going to make the playoffs. So it can also cure a lot of problems, but get out there and get in a wreck in lap three, and it can just continue, or perhaps even just add to the throw your hands in the air, curse season mentality that, you know, some of these guys have got to start to feel at this point in the year.
Yeah, for sure. I want to shift gears for just a moment. We're going to do some rapid fire today. We're just going to be all over the place talking about a variety of different topics. I want to go back to Rockingham this past weekend. Seldom do we talk about the NASCAR Xfinity Series, but we're going to discuss him a little bit today. In Saturday's race, Jesse Love got the win, drives for Richard Childress Racing. However, he got the win taken away. He was disqualified. He did not pass post-race inspection. NASCAR stated that Love's car was found to have violations with rear suspension, which violated Rule 14.14.
Can't do that.
.2.1-5H. I'm sure everybody knows exactly what rule that is.
One of my favorites, actually.
All mating surfaces between the truck trailing arm and the U-bolt saddle must be in complete contact with each other, is what that rule is supposed to mean. Richard Childress Racing has already gone out and said that they are going to file an appeal, and so we'll have to wait and see how that turns out. But Richard Childress Racing did, in fact, so far lose the race due to being disqualified for race car driver Jesse Love.
Oh, Jesse Love.
I want to talk a little bit more about the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Kyle Larson kind of went out there and made a few public comments, and he is bringing up the point, and I'm curious to what your thoughts are. He is sort of putting NASCAR, bringing them to the table, so to speak, or bringing them up on stage, whatever you want to say, about the fact that Cup drivers should be able to run more than five races in the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series per year. You remember back in the day, it wasn't uncommon to have 10, 12 Cup drivers in just about every Xfinity race. And many times NASCAR fans, and we even talked about it on this program, that how is that the right thing to do, that it takes away from the Xfinity drivers or the Cup drivers. You know, and we used to talk about the negatives, or at least what we thought were the negatives. Kyle Larson is saying that this has been a mistake, that NASCAR should come back and reconsider. He has also made the statement recently, he wants to make NASCAR embarrassed. He wants to embarrass NASCAR, which is a pretty bold statement, especially when he's speaking to the media. For example, Ty Gibbs is the latest to learn. He's won 21% of the Xfinity Series races before his rookie Cup year in 2023, and he's still seeking his first Cup win. So Kyle Larson is saying, with the fact that the Cup drivers are not racing in the lower series, that it's not giving the drivers the ability, the young drivers, the ability and the training grounds to become better and to get more adapted to running in the Cup Series. And then when they come to the Cup Series, they're not ready or prepared for the level of competition.
So I see exactly what Kyle Larson's saying. And it's just like you said, Sean, it used to be, I mean, Kyle Busch would race every race, win an entire weekend. I don't remember how many weekends he swept, but it got to be, it was almost like the Xfinity Series was being used as practice for all the Cup guys. It was not uncommon to see 10 or 11 Cup guys racing the day before their Cup race in the Xfinity Series. It was not uncommon to see them going for a championship. You had guys that could win a championship in the Xfinity Series and still be in the Cup Series. Well, NASCAR passed the rule that, you know what, you got to declare who what you're running a championship for. I did agree with that. NASCAR has always wanted to market them as a standalone series, but it's really hard to get away from the fact that Xfinity is a step down in horsepower, competition, you name it. And then from there, another step down into the truck. And so it's always had this really weird, it's trying to, you know, make people tune into minor league baseball, you know, and really that's something you go watch. No one's watching on TV. You go to a game and watch it. And that's kind of what the Xfinity Series is. I have to agree with Kyle Larson. I didn't like all the Cups guys driving in it all the time, but also I can tell you 10 years ago, I knew a heck of a lot more about the Xfinity Series than I do now. I couldn't tell you who's leading the points. I couldn't tell you who the best driver is. But it's right. We're seeing guys dominate and then step up in the series and not have that kind of success. When 10 years ago, if you were winning on the Xfinity Series, you were out racing some Cup guys. Now I know that there are a lot more goes into it, especially when you get to budgets, because there's not near the budgets on Xfinity Series as there is in the Cup. But if NASCAR is a business first and a sport second, getting names that bring eyeballs and that you put butts in the seats in those races is absolutely what NASCAR should do.
Well, yes, I don't disagree. One benefit that's been recognized for a long time is the fact that the more Cup drivers you have that are running in the lower series, that potentially is going to sell more tickets. In most cases, it is. And it's potentially, or in most cases, going to bring sponsors in the Xfinity Series and Truck Series that normally would not have been there, which, you know, is all about the business side of the sport. Bob Pockris from NASCAR on Fox did a story on this topic, and one of the things he said that caught my attention, he said, NASCAR could also possibly just get rid of a 5-race limit and just keep the final 8-race rule. It makes sense to not have Cup drivers in the Xfinity Series and Truck Series playoffs. Just how many drivers would actually run more than 5 races anyway? Only a few, most likely. So that is somewhat of a valid point.
I'll have to agree with Bob. You know, you can't run for the championship, but if you've got a sponsor and it's helping the team survive, come on. Go on race. Why not?
Yeah. So we'll have to continue to see if this goes anywhere. Kyle Larson has certainly became a loud and powerful voice in the sport because of the success that he's had. So if there's anybody that could carry this march on, it would be Kyle Larson. Another former driver that has spoken out about this and has also said, I agree with Kyle Larson 100%. Go, Kyle, go. And that is Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick has spoken out in favor of what Kyle Larson is suggesting on his podcast.
Yeah, he was Kevin Harvick, no stranger to running an Xfinity race every now and again, too.
That's for sure. All right, it is time for us to take a break. I want to thank you again for joining us. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast or any past episode, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. And we are broadcasting to you live from the Optimize You studio. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations,
a lot of laughs, and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. You know what? No race to recap from this past week, but we're going to have a heck of a good one to recap a week from today. Talladega Super Speedway, the Jack Links 500. So if you like beef jerky and you like racing, tune in this weekend to the Jack Links 500 from Talladega Super Speedway. No sweets are left, but plenty of tickets are available.
Hey, we got some breaking news today on Race and Talk Radio.
Oh, man.
How about telling everybody about our breaking news?
The Pope passed away.
Well, no, I wasn't thinking of that. But for some people, I guess that would be.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
He's the leader of the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about breaking news regarding Casey Orr.
Oh,
you got to share that with everybody.
Go to fence.net. Have us come out and quote a fence, 20% off. It's being extended.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Our friends
about.
And family deal. Oh,
I'm talking about big new title.
I got a promotion. You know what? It's just a title. I'm same guys, do the same stuff. Still love to come sell you a fence.
But you're a boss now.
But I'm just like, yeah, not in my own house, but a little bit at work.
It's the only place you're a boss at.
So go to fence.net. We'd love to come out. 20% off. Now and through the month of May.
See, Super Producer Chuck even acknowledged Chuck, you're now a boss,
you know,
somewhere.
Because Chuck actually texted me, thank you, congrats. Unlike my old pal, Sean Whitfield.
I literally, you know, found out about it 10 minutes before the show today.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
You know what? I know a lot about what's going on.
I would have thought you'd at least text me or said, hey, did you see the big news? So Casey works at Quality Fence, and he is now officially the sales manager. So if you're somebody out there in need of a fence, maybe you want to put up a privacy fence because you don't want to look at your neighbors, or you're mad at your neighbors, or your neighbor is cutting one row with their mower on your property, and you're tired of that, and you want to keep your neighbor off your property, so you're going to throw up a wooden fence. Casey's got a call.
Yes, and you know what? We do a ton of fences, and you'd be surprised. Most of the time, neighbors get along just fine, and they can even agree on sharing part of the fence. But every now and again, yes, I'm called out, and I'll be like, so what are we looking at today? And someone will go, I'm tired of looking at that, and they'll point at their neighbor's house. And I say, okay, we can help with that.
How often do you go and you're visiting with somebody, and then the neighbor comes out there like, what are y'all doing? And, well, where are you going to put that fence up at? Make sure you don't get it, you know, 6 inches over on my property.
Yeah. I've been a part of some very, very strange conversations when neighbors come out and want to get involved. Because, you know, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to, you know.
And yeah.
Dude next
and
door.
And I'm your customer, not the dude next door.
And they start having all sorts of opinions. And they start, well, you're not going to do this, are you? And I'm like, hey, man, I'm just here to measure. And that I'll be on my merry way.
How often does it require some surveying or something?
Every now and then. You know, most people, like I said, if you've got a good relationship with your neighbors, you can normally kind of agree, or there's already a fence there and it kind of helps. But it's always the best practice to get the pin, your property pins located, and that way nobody can say anything because you've got it surveyed, and we can pop a line and dig right where we need to.
Do you find that sometimes neighbors do share in the cost of a fence?
Every now and again, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If it's going to benefit both of them, a lot of times with privacy, they'll say, hey, how much is this? And they'll split the cost with their neighbor, or their neighbor give them a few bucks or something. We do that quite a bit.
That's cool.
So, yeah. Fence.net. Friends and family. You get the same deal I would have to give Sean Whitfield.
Wow.
Friends and family discount, fence.net.
What if I want to buy a fence and it's made in China?
Well, we ain't got none of them.
So it wouldn't be from all quality
of our
fence.
All of our stuff is made in, by God, USA.
So y'all are only American made.
Yes, only American. So I'd like to say the tariffs aren't affecting anything, but here's the thing about tariffs. If all of a sudden people have to buy stuff in the USA, then demand for that product goes up and prices still go up. So, I've read a lot of stuff from a lot of economists, and nobody can seem to figure out why this is a good idea.
Or when it's going to start.
Or when it's going to start or stop or start or stop again. So,
or if the rate's going to change.
It's the biggest, goofiest thing. I can't remember if it was a teacher or something, but words matter, right? What you say matters. And I know we live in an age where you can say whatever and nobody cares. But when you're an elected official, especially at an office as high as that, maybe you pay attention to what you say sometimes.
That's why.
Because you just start talking and people pay attention and then, boy.
And that's why when you're the president, you go and build and have your own social media platform.
Scary.
And it's called Truth Social.
Yeah.
So congratulations on your big new title and responsibility. And
literally nothing changes other than how busy I'm going to be. But yes. So give us a call today.
Fence.net. Have you ever had anybody, and I meant to ask you this before the show started today. Have you ever had anybody to say that you and I sound a lot alike?
You and I?
Yeah.
I have not gotten that one.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
Well, the person that first...
Is that the word on the street?
Yeah, it is. I'd be curious what some of our listeners think. As you know, we've been doing this for 2 decades. So we've been talking together on radio or television for years. And I never remember that being said by people. Well, my wife brought it to my attention about a year ago. She says, sometimes I find it difficult to know when you're talking and when Casey's talking. And then
your wife is ear blind.
And then I had another buddy of mine to text me Friday night. And he said, hey, did you do the voice? Or maybe it was Saturday. It was one of the two. He said, hey, did you do the voice work for Quality Fences TV commercial? He said, and I texted him back and I said, no. And I said, but it's funny you say that. I said, because that's been said before. And he says, every time I hear that commercial come on the TV and I'm in another part of the house and I hear it, I immediately stop and think it's you.
Do you think because we're just on the same show all the time? So I just, it,
I don't know.
You know, I don't think we, our voices sound that same. Are we that old married couple that have been together so long, we just start sounding the same and looking the same?
I guess. I was just curious if you'd ever had anybody say that to you.
No, no one's ever said that to me.
But when I got a text from my buddy Patrick and he says, hey, did you voice that commercial? And he's apparently thought this for a while now. Of course, you're the voice on all the Quality Fence commercials.
The only one I get is that you look quite a bit older than me, which is fair. And that it doesn't look like I skip leg day. Those are the only ones. Those are the only comments that ever get brought up.
That brings up another good point, because I was going to share with you the other comment I got.
Oh, gosh.
And the other comment is after you've been, you know, after Casey's been hanging out with you for 2 decades, has it not rubbed off on him that he needs to start exercising and going to the gym? Because it doesn't ever look like he's ever worked out.
How ever worked out? That's tough.
And I said, well, you know, I've tried to be a good influence on him. I've tried to raise him right. But, you know, when you raising your kids, sometimes, you know.
You know, but
they won't listen.
You've got too much Baptist in you, because you you try to shame me into doing something instead of just being the light and making me want to be like you.
Well, no, I used to be that way, but now I'm not.
You're more of a shamer. Like, you're like, by God.
But that's not the way I used to be with you.
That's the way you've always been. I see the way you are with everybody else.
No, that's not true. I've never shamed you into it. Now, I could see where you'd say that over the last few years, but but not for the last 20. But anyway, I just, you know, I just thought while we were being candid here, I'd share with you the other thing that...
So we sound alike... And it definitely looks like I don't work out. That's pretty good.
I told him, I said, but he plays a whole lot of golf.
Yeah, well.
And I don't ever play golf because I suck at it.
I tell you what, if I went to the gym as much as I get to golf, I would still look the same way I do, because I don't get to go near as much as you'd think I'd get to.
Yeah.
But I sure like talking about it.
One other thing. You mentioned the passing of the Pope.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're Catholic.
Yeah.
So I was kind of curious of your thoughts. I've been surprised, and you may think, well, why would you be surprised about that? But I've been surprised just what a big deal has been made today about the passing of the Pope. For example, the Today Show is on NBC. Good Morning America is on ABC. Comes on at 7 o'clock, and oftentimes if I'm at home still or I'm in my office, I'll have it on one of those two shows to kind of get, you know, started with what news is going on during the day. It was nonstop for the entire first hour on those shows, nothing but about the Pope. They didn't even cover any kind of other news. It was nothing but 100%. And I can't even think of the last time I remember their programming being that way. But this is... I mean, no question about it. I expect it to be a big deal, but it's a bigger deal than I anticipated it being.
Yeah, it's so there are more. I'm trying to think. So Christianity is by far and away the most popular religion in this country, right? And there are more Protestants than Catholics, but there are more Catholics than any one sect or whatever you want to call it. Denomination of Protestants. So there's more Catholics than there are Baptists, right? And worldwide, there's 1.4 billion Catholics.
I was going to say, I heard it was over one something billion.
Yeah, Catholicism is the most, and especially in Europe, it's the most predominant Christian faith. So, and him being the leader of the church, yeah, it just becomes a big deal. And this Pope, Pope Francis, was really cool because he was very... he transformed, kind of brought a lot of the old world thinking, got rid of some of that, and brought, I don't know, like you can't say certain words without it being political, but he kind of, I don't know, he kind of ushered in kind of a more, I don't know.
He was also into same-sex,
gentler, I guess.
Same-sex marriage and stuff where the previous Pope was not, is that?
No, basically, his whole thing was like, we don't need to, like, I know that's a big deal, but we got way more other things to worry about. Have you fed the poor? Have you helped people that need help. Worry more about your walk with Christ than telling other people what to do was a lot of his thing. And he was very humble. Didn't, you know, I don't know. You'd have to read about him, and I don't want to get off on a side, too much of a side note, but he was, I guess I would say, very influential.
Mm-hmm.
So he did a lot of things with the time he was Pope. So, and usually overall, I think received as incredibly popular. So kind of like when Pope John Paul passed away, it was a big deal because he'd been Pope for like 30 years. The interesting part is what's going to happen next and how they select a Pope. That is very strange and very interesting to me, but that's what's going to happen soon.
Well, I know we don't have time to get into all that, but do you know how that all works?
I'm somewhat familiar. You know, they're all the cardinals will get together and they figure out who they want it to be and they take a vote. And when you see the white smoke, it means we have a new Pope, you know, but that's...
Is some of it like a popularity contest?
Yeah, man. Yes, there's voting going on, but you know how it is. There's a whole lot of politicking as well. So
yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah, I bet it is. So anyway,
so there you go. Little Pope talk on. I was going to say Racing Talk Radio.
Yeah, I thought of you this morning when I heard the announcement. I thought it was what's the word for lack of a better word appropriate. Coincidental, I'm not sure the word I'm looking
apropos
for.
Apropos.
That Vice President J.D. Vance had the opportunity to meet him yesterday.
Like the last public thing public person he saw.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, there's all sorts of funny anecdotes and stuff. But, you know, they say he was such a good dude. He didn't want to pass on Easter because that's Jesus's day. So he waited till Monday, which
is well, and that was another thing I found interesting was the fact that it was almost like it was his purpose to continue to live on this earth and to speak before the people. And then he put closure to his life.
Yeah.
With his passing.
Yeah, because he gave a speech not too... Yesterday or day before?
Yeah, I think something. it was yesterday.
And they said he seemed pretty good. So
yeah,
he's been battling.
I mean, you could tell he was challenged a little bit, but yeah. So, all right. Well, anyway, I didn't mean to get off into all that, but
way left field for us.
It's an interesting.
Let's talk Talladega.
matter of fact, I've already lost track. I think we're up against another commercial.
I believe
break.
So. Yeah.
All right, so producer Chuck. Hate to put you in this position, but will you take us to a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll close out today's show. We want to thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Do you
you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, getting you up to speed on all the news you need to know in the NASCAR garage area. And that pretty much does it for us, Sean. Talladega coming up this weekend. And no matter what happens, we'll be here to recap that exciting race come Monday.
That is for sure. So whether or not you get a chance to watch the race or not, be sure and join us back here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. And we'll get you up to date with everything you need to know NASCAR.
Are you going to be back in time from your little sojourn to the beach?
I will, yes. I will be here next Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
I would not miss it.
You going to work on that
tan? It's my favorite time of the week.
You going to work on that tan? Because right now, yeah. I can't tell where your shirt stops and your arms start.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have more of a tan. I'm going to get rid of this pasty look. So, I'll be nice and bronze next Monday. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Want to thank all of you out there for joining us. Don't forget, if you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.